One of the largest clergy sex abuse cases in the country has turned into the case of a lifetime for one Northwest attorney. The settlement between the Northwest Jesuits and abuse victims, including those in Alaska, will soon go before a federal judge in Portland for confirmation. The North Idaho attorney who helped negotiate this $166 million deal says he was a small-town nobody before the case. Northwest News Network correspondent Jessica Robinson tells the story of how going up against the Catholic Church shook up his own long-held beliefs.
Leander Lee James is standing next to a big red barn. Mud clings to his rubber boots.
Hey, Lewis, did you get your eggs yet?
Three of James's young kids play nearby.
Lewis?
James was raised Catholic, and when he was about their age, he was an altar boy. As he grew up, he was skeptical about the claims of widespread sexual abuse in the church. That was before he started representing people making those claims.
15, 20, 30, 40 people who are abused by the same abuser. And they tell you the same story over and over and the same M.O. You know, for say an abuser whose M.O. was to, you know, put the child on his lap and then...
James has suddenly become aware how close his children are to the conversation.
Hey guys, I'm talking, so why don't you guys go up because it's cold?
It's actually not that cold. James doesn't want his kids to hear the horrific stories he's been hearing over the last 3 years.
You know, you talk to people and they describe, I mean, they can't make this stuff up.
James announced compensation for these victims back in March.
I'm not all that used to these things.
A crisp suit replaced James's farm clothes on the day he told the press the Northwest Jesuits and their insurer had agreed to pay more than 500 sex abuse victims across the Northwest, Montana, and Alaska.
Today is historic for child sexual abuse survivors and, I think, the Catholic Church.
What was unusual about the case was that many of the victims were Native American. Before this, James didn't have any experience working on clergy abuse cases, but he did have personal experience working with Native communities. For one, his farm is on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation. A few years back, a Nez Perce woman came to him, saying she had been sexually abused as a child by a local Jesuit priest, and he filed on her behalf. After her story hit the press, more victims decided to open up to him.
Probably 80% or close to of the folks I talked to, I'm the first person they've told in their life. They haven't told their spouses, and they get on the phone and they tell me.
At times, he was part counselor, and as he listened, the picture that began to emerge was a disturbing one. From the stories he heard, it appeared the Jesuits had sent problem clergy to reservations and Native villages dating back to the 1950s. This from a Catholic order that James associated with humanitarian work and scholarship. The Jesuits established some of the first universities in the West. James went to one, Santa Clara in California. Afterwards, he taught at a Jesuit school in France.
I've had friends throughout my life who are clergy, priests, and Jesuits. And I have clergy in my family. How could this have happened, you know?
For somebody like Lee to come to see that much of what went on these mission schools was, at least in part, a lie, I think that that was very difficult to accept.
Tim Kosnoff is a Seattle attorney who specializes in child sex abuse cases. He was involved in the Spokane Diocese bankruptcy settlement in 2005, and he asked James to join his team in the Jesuit case.
I'm sure a lot of myths, you know, which he had been carrying around his whole life, got shattered.
I'm just a little attorney in a small town. I had no idea I'd be swept into a case of this magnitude.
James no longer considers himself Catholic, a change he says was already underway, but which the Jesuit case solidified. He says he still has faith, though. To James, one of the most troubling parts of the case is that many of his clients don't.
I have clients that time and again tell me the same thing in the exact same words. I can't have faith anymore. I can't believe anymore. And it's because that they were taught this sense of belief in this man. And then he violates them. It eviscerates that belief, so they can't believe anymore. It's profoundly sad.
James says he'll probably use some of the fees he'll get from the settlement to fix up his house, maybe repair some of the deer fences he's neglected. He also got a call not too long ago from the alumni office of Santa Clara University, his Jesuit alma mater. James says he'll probably give them a little money, too. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.